Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the harbor folk. They live on the harbor, waiting for their ship to come in. Good morning to the New York City style hustlers out there living in Brooklyn or Queens, making your living selling cash flow programs on the internet with your podcast. Good morning, hustler. Get out there and hustle, baby. Good morning to the folks that live in France. Good morning to the people of Paris, France. I know you're all happy and snuffy, drinking your café au lait and eating your croissant. Good morning, you French piece of shit. It is November the 9th. That's right, the 9th of November, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. And it's right around 6:35 a.m. here in Splunkton, Washington. I don't know what time it is where you are, but here are your latest Zero Hedge headlines as of 6:35 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Dick Cheney in three-inch heels. Vivek takes no prisoners during GOP debate. Savages Haley, DeSantis, and NBC moderators. Kristen, I'm going to use this time to ask you if the Trump collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real? Or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Ha ha ha. Good job, Vivek. Financial assets are running out of steam for now. The impressive rally in stocks and bonds over the last week or two is likely to take a breather, with both assets now overbought in the short term. Huh. Pork price plunge sends China consumer prices back to deflation. Oh, well, that's good news. You get to eat a pig for Christmas. Feds say they uncovered prostitution rings serving politicians, military officers, and tech execs. Has identified a wide array of buyers of this alleged prostitution ring service. Oh, where's mine? Continuing jobless claims jump to the highest since April as seasonal distortions unwind. Apple co-founder Wozniak hospitalized in Mexico City. Woz told his wife he was feeling strange at the conference. China and India challenge European Union over new carbon tax. The tax was ill-conceived, adding that the EU would realize this in the coming days and have to drop the idea entirely. IRS warns over tax withholding, announces higher retirement contribution limits. An adjustment made in the final weeks of 2023 could still help to avoid an unexpected result. Endgame, interest on U.S. debt skyrockets above $1 trillion for the first time ever. Meanwhile, the CBO projects that the U.S. government debt will rise by $20 trillion in the next 10 years, or $5.2 billion every day, or $218 million every hour. Where's my million, baby? Israel-Hamas conflict threatens EU energy security. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas threatening critical infrastructure of all sorts in the vicinity of the Gaza Strip, has reached a new turn. EU could ban Russian diamonds as soon as next week. In order for the EU member states to be unanimous for the ban on diamond trade, some were requesting that the G7 were giving, let's say, political coverage. Okay, Switzerland, to keep nuclear plants operating for longer than planned. Oh boy, Switzerland's nuclear power plant operators plan to keep the facilities operational for longer than initially planned. Spokespeople for the large Swiss utilities Axpo Holding and Alpiq Holding told Bloomberg on Tuesday. Earth or the economy, a global snapshot. Which would you prioritize, Scrumbo? Billions of copies of residual DNA in a single dose of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. The final mRNA vaccine should only include RNA and not residual DNA instructions for spike production. Oh boy. Oh boy. Vaccines for make-believe pandemic shit. Afghanistan poppy cultivations down 95% in 2023, but it has led to a boom in methamphetamine as the Taliban shutdown of poppy growing puts thousands in drastic poverty. Well, gee, maybe we can invade Afghanistan again and get that heroin production up. What do you say, patriots? Window is closing to defeat Hamas as world opinion turns, says former Israel PM. It's clear we are heading towards friction with the Americans, but about the offensive. America cannot dictate to Israel what to do, but we cannot ignore them, Barack said. Well, heck. Those are your Zero Hedge headlines as of 6:35 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Did you know that shelter in place equals lockdown and that lockdown equals house arrest? Did you know this, baby? Yes, if they tell you to shelter in place, they're telling you to lock down. That's right, shelter in place. It's something that's come up in recent news articles, these shelter in place orders. And yeah, it's just a lockdown by another name, but it's all just house arrest. It's why I kind of crack up when people talk about Alex Jones FEMA camps. They're dumb. They're stupid. About 80% of all Americans live in a urban or mostly urban area, which means roughly 8 in 10 Americans are already at the FEMA camp. You don't need to waste any diesel. You don't need to truck them out to a Walmart. Why would you? The roads will be trash. Did you know that most of the roads in this country turn to trash in about 5 years? Did you know that? Did you know that without the blacktopping, the perpetual blacktopping, all those roads for the FEMA camps, they stop working so good? And that's not getting into other issues of logistics, really. That's just talking about the fact that the roads are tore up and crap. And within 5 years, most of these roads will be crap if they're not taken care of. Did you know that? 80% of Americans are already at the FEMA camp. You can believe whatever nutty crap you want to believe, but that's reality. And if they tell you to shelter in place, they're telling you to lock down. And if they're telling you to lock down, you're under house arrest. And if you're under house arrest, they're not going to bring you any food or any water. They're not going to actually bring you anything. You're stuck. Good luck. A good cop, a good police officer would turn in his partner if his partner was breaking the law. That's right, by the way. An actual good cop would not be afraid of qualified immunity. Why would they want it? They wouldn't be afraid to lose it, get rid of it. A good cop would say, get rid of qualified immunity. A good cop would live to a higher standard, not a lower one, which means a good cop would actually want the rules to be harsher on police, which means as a cop, if you murdered or tortured or raped somebody, you wouldn't be treated the same or less than, and there sure as shit wouldn't be qualified immunity to protect you from lawsuits. A good cop would want you to be treated harder, rougher. There'd be a special prison for cops who murder people. That's what a good cop would say. Now tell me about all the good cops. Are the good cops the ones being trained by Israel in all of their advanced techniques? Oops, we missed the paragliders. I guess we're not so smart. Crips and Bloods. Get your paragliders at Walmart. Because that's clearly a weakness, right? The paraglider. A good police officer would not stand by and watch the Bill of Rights be trampled on. A good police officer would not stand by as an African-American man is slowly being suffocated for 8 minutes. And by the way, a good neighbor wouldn't stand there with a phone taking a snuff flick video. A good neighbor would risk their life to stop that cop from strangling a person to death. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So stop with the good cops and the good neighbors. If you're a neighbor who likes to take videos of your neighbors being murdered, you're not a good neighbor. You're a piece of shit. You should put down your fucking phone and stop it. On the other hand, maybe you're a piece of shit too, right? But a good cop, an actual good police officer, about as easy to find as Bigfoot, a good cop would expect to be held to the highest standard possible. Next topic. If you were peacefully protesting and blocking me from driving someone I care about to the emergency room, I'm gonna run you over. If you were peacefully protesting, threatening vehicles, pulling people out of their cars, yeah, I'm gonna run you over. If you're a peaceful protester blocking a major road and I need to get home for an emergency, I'm gonna run you over. It turns out that blocking major roads of traffic isn't really peaceful, actually. Not really peaceful, shithead. I had this conversation in 2020 with a lot of people who got suckered. They got suckered by BLM. They got suckered by Antifa. They got suckered by the black-clad freaks in the streets. But if you lived where I lived and you got to see them up close, you realized they were 100% bullshit. 100% assisted by, facilitated by the FBI, and in my specific case, the city of Seattle. 100% crap. But what they were doing in the summer of 2020, during the height of the pandemic, is blocking every major access route to almost every emergency room in Seattle. So you are forced with a question here. Is it real that these folks were marching around and somehow it was organic? Was the pandemic real, so real that the city of Seattle was willing to shut down major avenues of approach to the ERs? How real was any of it? How real was it? It seems to me that if you saw the BLM Antifa up close in the summer 2020, you got to kill two birds with one stone, because you could tell just by looking at that bullshit that it was crap and the pandemic was bullshit. But you make your own decisions about your ivermectin and not taking or taking the vaccine. The great news is you don't need a drug or a treatment for a pandemic that doesn't exist. Next topic. This is for those who took freshman philosophy or logic 101 when you were in college, right? When you live on Liar's Island, and this is a quote from Dr. Freckles, when you live on Liar's Island, there is only one thing you know is true. One thing. Only one thing you know is true on Liar's Island. You got to get the fuck out of there. That's the only true thing about Liar's Island. You got to get the hell out. There's no reasoning. There's no logical proof. Build yourself a boat and escape. If you live on Liar's Island, it's not a good place for people. It's a great place for sociopaths. It's a great place for government. But you should get out, baby. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. If you can't kill Bigfoot, then what good is he? If you can't kill Bigfoot, then what's the point? If you can't hunt Bigfoot with a large Bowie knife, then are you really a man? If you can't take Bigfoot out, then what's the point of Bigfoot anyways? Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. If a war crime is committed, you go after the war criminals. You don't go commit more war crimes yourself out of revenge. If a war crime is committed, like beheading babies and then cooking them in ovens, you go after the baby killers. You don't kill more babies. You don't set more babies on fire. You don't commit a war crime to solve a war crime baby. In all these discussions about the situation in Israel, going back to October the 7th, the day of the paragliders, because I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a reliable source of information. Nobody that I know in the United States of America has a reliable source of information. Well, Dan, I listened to this guy on YouTube, Mr. Scrumbo. If that guy is on YouTube, he's on there for a reason. Believe me. I've learned enough about being canceled and banned by YouTube to know that if your voice is there, one of two things is true. either A, you're talking about a lot of banal bullshit that has no real relevance beyond like cooking or crafting or building a shack in the woods. That's A. And to include with A are cash flow programs, crypto freaks, and weird investment schemes at all. So A, you're talking about stuff that threatens no part of the system. They don't care. You can keep talking your bullshit. Or B, you're saying things that keep the system going. Yo, I'm a rebel. You're a rebel, but you're a rebel that greases the wheels, buddy. You keep people inside of the Overton paddock. I don't care if you're a crypto anarchist, an anarcho-crypto. I don't care who you are. You're voting MAGA. Whatever you're telling people to do, it's keeping people busy doing nothing. Nothing relevant, nothing that's going to change anything. So I don't have a quote-unquote reliable source of information. Not Rumble, not YouTube, not Twitter, not TikTok, not Facebook, not CNN, Fox News, not any of it. So if you want my true and honest opinion about what's going on between Israel and Hamas, I can't really tell you. I don't trust any of it, but here's what I will say. It looks like Israel took advantage, best case scenario, of some type of rinky-dink attack and used it as an excuse to annex the West, to annex Gaza and potentially the West Bank. And why would they do this? Why would they want to annex Gaza and the West Bank? Well, I don't know. Could be all that oil and natural gas off the coast, Mr. Scrumbo. No, Dan, it's about the babies. No, Mr. Scrumbo, it's about the oil and the natural gas. And it is probably about ethnic cleansing. Because if you look at the pattern of settlements, and that's a nice word, isn't it, settlement? If you look at the pattern of settlements in the West Bank, in Gaza, in other places around Israel, what you see is an invasion. You see an invasion of other people's property. If you're some mega head who complains about people from Central America crossing the border, how can you look at what Israel's been doing in the West Bank and Gaza and keep a straight face? How can you? They're doing the same thing, but you think it's okay. And then you see paragliders, and you hear about ovens, and you hear about babies being beheaded. Brothers and sisters, those are crimes, and they should be prosecuted. And post-World War II, post-Nuremberg, there is a mechanism for prosecuting war criminals. There is. There's a legitimate mechanism, and it does not include white phosphorus. It doesn't include blowing up buildings full of people. It doesn't include ethnic cleansing or stealing people's property. Those are actual war crimes. Those are not ways of dealing with war criminals. And on this topic, before we close out, you can believe one of two things, brothers, sisters. One of two things is true. You can believe that Israel was attacked by poor people on October the 7th in paragliders and caught completely off guard and had no means of defending itself and was almost, you know, pushed to the brink. You can believe A, or B, you can believe that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, is the most sophisticated and elite in the Middle East or the world. You can believe A, that Israel was pushed to the brink by the Poors and paragliders, or B, that Israel has the most kick-ass military ever. But you can't believe both. You really can't. And by the way, you can apply that to 9/11 too. You can't believe both. You can believe incompetence, profound incompetence. So if I'm going to be fair to Israel, this is what I'll say. Your military sucks. Your security and infosec infrastructure sucks. Your intel sucks. You suck. When it comes to some of the core skills to have in any military, you simply are failing. If you want me to believe the paraglider bullshit, all I can give you is an F minus. On the other hand, maybe the paragliders are bullshit. And maybe this was a false flag. And maybe the real purpose is ethnic cleansing and stealing oil and natural gas, kind of like what we're doing in Syria with U.S. military. Kind of like that. If you enjoy this podcast, you can donate to it. There is a PayPal link in the notes. Click on it. If you want to donate, you don't have to. I don't know what else to say. This podcast has been more or less up and down for the last month and a half, and can't really tell you when things are going to radically change or if they will. I don't really know. But if you enjoy the podcast and you want to donate to it, go ahead. But before you do, make sure you do the following. Take care of your own food, water, shelter. Take care of people in your life that you care about. If you're setting aside extra food, make sure you're thinking about your pets. Okay, if you got 6 months of food for you and your family, and you have a dog or a cat or a parrot or a rat, make sure you're thinking about your pets too. And remember, as crazy as things are, and they are crazy, and probably going to get a lot crazier when reality hits, because a lot of what we've been through since 2020 has been smoke and mirrors bullshit, but things will get crazier, but it's still not the end of the world. And you can still go to a restaurant. You can still take somebody out on a date. You can still celebrate your anniversary. You can still go to the grocery store and pay 50 tons of gold for a good steak. You can still do things. So before you donate to this podcast, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're living the life you want to live. Make sure you're trying to find some joy. There might come a time in the not too distant future where you'll look back and say, well, gee, I wish I'd done A, B, and C. Well, don't be that person, Mr. Scrumbo. Why don't you just not and do it? Go do it. Before you donate to this podcast, take care of yourself. There's a long road ahead, brothers and sisters, and it gets rockier from here. We travel the road, we see a dead animal on the side of the road and we sigh, we say goodbye, we see a sign up ahead, it says, take the exit, food, gas, and lodging. We travel the lonely trail. We have a backpack filled with cans of chili, and we're ready to go. We're being chased by wild animals, cougars and bears and various types of hippopotamus. But we keep on going down that trail because there's something at the end of it, some kind of special thingy that'll justify it all. Maybe it's a castle with a treasure. Maybe it's a princess you're gonna save. Maybe it's a new job you're gonna take. So we travel down that trail. We set sail tomorrow on the SS Marguerite. We set sail tomorrow. We're heading to Tahiti. We'll head to Tahiti, being chased by great white sharks. We'll head to Tahiti to hang out on the beach and drink rum like some bum. We head out tomorrow. The rocket ship leaves on Monday. It leaves on Monday. You can head to Mars with Elon Musk and company. You can travel to the deserts of that ancient planet and breathe the fresh air that's like almost a vacuum. Thank you. head out tomorrow. And as we travel deeper into the future, we'll be on ships and planes and trains and cars. We'll be walking down roads in our bare feet. We'll make tires into shoes. We'll wear vests made of leather. We'll hunt the special pleasure of that musky beast somewhere out east in the swamps of Louisiana. Have a great rest of your Thursday.